The name Muhammad is hugely popular amongst Muslims around the world. After all, it's the name of Islam's holiest prophet. In a majority non-Muslim nation like the United Kingdom, the trend is no different, it seems. Official figures released this week show the name Muhammad is the most frequently chosen by British parents for their newborn sons. I set out to find out why.
One of the reasons I named my son Muhammad is because of the beloved prophet. I thought it was a lovely name. It's my first son, so alhamdulillah, I called him Muhammad. That was one of my reasons I called him Muhammad.
Muhammad, how do you feel about being named Muhammad? It's a very lofty name.
Well, I like the name and it's really special and in our religion and that.
But the figures aren't as clear-cut. The Office of National Statistics declared that Oliver was the single most popular name for boys born in 2009. But a closer look shows that when different spellings of the name are lumped together, Muhammad is number one, with over 7,500 babies given the name. The name isn't just popular with parents, as I found out.
Muhammad, a lot of parents choose the name Muhammad for their children, and that's quite obviously documented. But there are a lot of adults like yourself, when they become Muslim, they adopt the name Muhammad as well. How does that feel?
When I think about that name, recently I went to Morocco and someone said, your name is Muhammad, you know, you have to live your life. You've got a lot to live up to, you know, and for me it's a constant reminder of what I strive to become. The name Muhammad to me is the most beautiful name that I could take. It was a name that was picked for me. When I converted to Islam, I asked a scholar to give me a name and he said, you know, why don't you have the name Muhammad? Because it represents a person who lived here, which was the best of mankind. And it's a very beautiful name which I hold very close to my heart.
Muslims represent around 3% of the British population, but their birth rate is considerably higher than their fellow citizens. In a trend replicating itself throughout Western Europe, a reality critics see as a threat, but which leading Muslims argue is a sign of the future. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.